I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories. Here's what's to come on this episode of The Dad Experience.
The music I make now is for fathers and husbands and men who want to be either or both. And it's a soundtrack for our daily life. And so that's my goal, is to paint what it looks like for us every single day. I actually just released a music video last night that talked about the
Dad Experience.
Welcome to the Dad Experience. Hope you are all doing well. Whenever you're listening to this in the future or currently, we just got done here in the U.S. with our Thanksgiving holidays. So we're kind of winding down and spending some time with our families before that ends. But by the time you hear this, that will be all done and over with. We have a really exciting episode for everybody today. We have Antoine Edmondson on today with us. He is a hip-hop artist. He is a dad and has a lot of great influences, and we're going to learn a lot. He is, like I said, is a hip-hop artist, husband, father. He creates music and explores the challenges and triumphs and the mundane of balancing big dreams of touching the world with his music and being an intentional husband and present, father. He has over 100 shows, a North American tour, and the Cold Pizza EP that he has released. He releases songs every month, and he has a playlist destined for greatness of hip-hop music to help you get through your tough days, early mornings, and midnight diaper changes. So we're really excited to talk to him. He also has a podcast, Destined for Greatness, Work in Progress, which is an extension of his music. So really excited to talk to Antoine. Antoine, welcome to the show.
How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. How was your Thanksgiving?
So my Thanksgiving, it was good. It was good. My wife and I, we used to live in Los Angeles, and we were in New York, and now we're back in my hometown, Dayton, Ohio. And so for the past two Thanksgivings, we've been here, and so that's been different for us, but cool.
Right.
As things have changed, my brother, he got engaged a couple months ago, and so him and his fiance came from Dallas, Texas, and we celebrated them.
Awesome. And I hear you have your it sounds like you have your daughter there with you today. Yeah, which is cool. We're a dad podcast, so we like to start the show off with who lives with you at home.
So my wife, my daughter, and I live with my father. We were actually starting a business in New York, and we ran out of seed money. Well, actually, we didn't raise enough seed money in a specific amount of time. And so I needed to find a job, secondary income. And the time allotted that we had, we just couldn't figure it out. And so my dad opened his home, and my wife was pregnant. And so we came, and we've been here since then.
Nice. Well, congratulations. Thank you. That's exciting. Another one coming, right? So be busy, but that's your second. How old is your oldest? Well, soon to be oldest daughter.
Actually, I was talking about Montana. So this was about a year and a half.
Oh, this was before. I apologize. Okay. So you've had the one. Okay. For some reason, I thought I understood it as she was pregnant now. Okay. Yes. So that was my. So how old is your
Montana
daughter?
Montana is, I guess you would say 13 months. So just over a year.
Okay. So yeah. She's right in between my oldest and my youngest. My oldest is about 2 years and a month, and my youngest is about almost 7 months. 7 months today, actually, the day we record it. She's seven
that's
months
cool.
today.
So. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's cool. It's been exciting. So thanks. Yeah, same to you. So it's pretty busy time of year. I'm busy changes, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
To be a dad, was it what you thought it was going to be? Was parenting thought, you know, what you were being a dad, what you thought it would be, or totally different? Or
I don't know. I can't remember what I thought it would be now, but I think it's more for me. I've definitely looked forward to being a parent. I definitely relished that opportunity. I've worked with the youth a lot in the past 10 years. And so having a child to me was such a blessing. Really cool. Get to continue your family, get to impart things that I didn't know, get to see her grow. But now it's really cool. It has helped me grow in a lot of ways, more than I could ever know. I feel privileged to be able to watch her grow and to learn all the things that I do learn from her. And so, it's really humbled me in a lot of ways.
So, you've talked about how it's humbling to be a parent and those things like that. But what is your favorite thing so far about being a parent, do you think?
Favorite? I would have to say watching her grow. But what I mean by that is making connections about how things work and seeing her imagination evolve, seeing her creativity evolve, meaning, just watching her solve problems, like getting off the bed. Now she knows how to slide down and not just roll completely off and hit her head. Or now she lets us know when she has used the bathroom. So she's pooped. We can usually tell when she's doing it, but then she'll come over and she'll start tapping her diaper, and then we make the hand sign for it, and then she'll make the hand sign for it. And so that's really cool. Really seeing how smart human beings are so early, because I think, in my opinion, a lot of society is repressed when you see adults. Like, we don't operate in our creativity. We don't operate in a sense of wonder anymore. And so that's why I've loved working with students, because they still know how to dream and they still know how to wonder about things and are curious about things. And I resonate with that, especially as an artist. And so watching my daughter wonder and try to make connections and challenge herself. I mean, it's amazing how much she challenges herself in comparison to us as adults, how much we challenge ourselves. She's constantly doing things that she can't do. She's constantly trying to attempt things that she's probably 2 or 3 years away from accomplishing. Maybe. I mean, she may do them sooner, but it's cool to really see that. And it just reminds me to continue to challenge myself.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you're absolutely right. I think that creativity, I think we sometimes in society become these working cogs to make everything move and shake. And we lose that aspect of creativeness that helps us develop and invent and create new things that are so important for us. And it is neat to see that in youngsters and watch them grow and learn new things. I think that's probably one of my favorite things about my kids too, is seeing them, just the curiosity and guidance from, you know, that we work together to learn new things, both on their end and on my end. I think that's pretty neat. So I have a question for you. In a hip hop artist and a podcaster. So hip hop, I have a question.
Yep.
Hip hop culture, music, all of the above. What is hip hop for our listeners that may or may not know?
So hip, I'm glad you asked, because when I tell people I'm a hip hop artist, I mean, it'd be common if I told someone I'm a rapper, they would have an assumption. But hip hop, like, not every rapper is a hip hop artist, but most hip hop artists are rappers. And so hip hop speaks to the culture, the movement, the community that was birthed in back in the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, even a little bit before that, mid 70s, mm-hmm. really came to the forefront in the 80s in New York City, in the Bronx. And I mean, it started with street art. A lot of people call it graffiti, but street art, the dance battles. This art form really came from nothing. They used to use disco records, and there was a downbeat in them, like an interlude in a lot of these songs. And the DJ would just take two of the same records and spin them, and then the B-boys would break dance to this part. And then a guy or woman, usually a guy at that time, just knew how to rhyme. It was a lot of poets did it. And he would just kind of rhyme over this pattern and create like funny lyrics at a party or so. It was just young people who were super repressed, suppressed in the Bronx. It was some like really crazy things happening. There's a Netflix show, it's fiction, but it kind of, it really, really paints a good picture of what was going on then. It's called The Get Down, and the movement burst from there. And so a lot of hip hop artists, people would just call us now rappers, but hip hop, the heartbeat of it is self-expression in so many different art forms, whether you're making the beats, whether you're a painter, whether you're a dancer, whether you're a singer. It just speaks to, hip hop speaks to the drum pattern. It's a youthful art form. It speaks to the downbeat and the drum pattern. Those are a few of the things that are synonymous with hip hop music. I mean, some famous artists are like Tupac, Biggie, right now Drake, J. Cole, depending on who you ask, Kendrick Lamar. And it's a really raw art form. That's why I love it. You express yourself directly. And I think that's what people, I think that's where hip hop has gotten this negative backlash, is because it can be so blunt. And some people's stories that they're telling aren't pretty. And I mean, that's where it came from, is they wanted to express themselves because they felt left out. And so that's, for me, actually where I started making music, is because when I was younger, when I was a student, high school, I felt alone, and these songs would just help me get through the day. And so later on, when I started making music, the goal for me was to do the same thing for somebody else out there, is to make music so that you don't feel alone. And so the music I make now is for fathers and husbands and men who want to be either or both. And it's a soundtrack for our daily life. And so that's my goal, is to paint what it looks like for us every single day. I actually just released a music video last night that talked about the journey of having our daughter and the ups and downs and miscarriage and abortion and just different things that you don't hear a lot. And so I hope I answered your question.
No, you did. You did. You know, and I think it's super important too, because, you know, when I was learning more about hip hop and hip hop culture, I didn't know it all either, like you said. And I think it's important for our listeners to know that there is a difference in what it is that, and like you said, hip hop isn't always rap, and not all rappers are hip hop artists. And although a lot of times they go hand in hand, it's just, I think it can't be just a synonymous thing that we assume. And I'm glad you explained it. And it's one of the best explanations actually I've heard about it from my end. So I appreciate it. And I know our listeners will too. So you kind of talked a little bit about this, but being a hip hop artist, does your parenting ever work its way into, I know you talked a little bit about being a parent and the ups and downs of getting to be a parent, but does your parenting, your current parenting situation, does that influence your music regularly, or is it something that just kind of, it may a little bit, but you're not really always thinking about it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just because you hear usually with hip hop artists, you hear the song about their child being born, right? Or you may hear if they're talking about God, if it's a guy making the music, if he has a daughter, he may make a song or two about that. But you really don't hear the journey, the everyday journey, not just those big moments of having a baby or saying, I appreciate my family, or I love my daughter or my son. And so for me, I've set out to share the journey, especially as a husband and a father, because I know so many men who, when I talk to them, they don't say this, but what I learn from them is they feel isolated, and they feel like it's so hard. And I have felt like that with getting married, having a baby. You know, you get tunnel vision. Well, I got tunnel vision early on because I've never been a father. And so I'm with my wife and we're figuring this thing out together, and sleep was very difficult to come by the first month. And so I just wanted to make a song for anybody else who's going through these regular things, especially as an artist, especially as a creative entrepreneur. Want to make sure that I tell our story, because if you don't hear your story, sometimes you don't think that your experience is common. Mm-hmm. And so the music that I'm making, I want people to know that it is, because in a lot of hip hop music, you hear rag to riches stories. You hear like extreme levels of poverty that people came from, or extreme levels of wealth that people are living in or attaining to. But there's not a lot in the middle ground. You have artists like Macklemore, Fresh Prince, Will Smith, when he did it. It feels like there's a one for every 25,000 other type of artists that talk about, you know, regular stories. And so for me, I just felt the need to insert myself into this broader conversation that you see happening with fathers and husbands and family life and balance. I thought that I would, use music to interject myself into that conversation.
No, it's really inspiring. Really, really neat to hear. So with the being a hip hop artist and a podcaster and all those great things, those take weird hours and different hours. How do you find that time to manage the family and do all your extra things with that?
So I actually wake up around 3 a.m. And for me, that is my, I need personal, quiet, alone time. I need space and silence. And so I get up that early because my daughter, she wakes up around between 7 and 8. And my wife usually handles a lot of the workload a couple days a week. I take days off, but there are times when I help out, but in terms of like getting work done, I do it before they really get going. So from my work day with creative things, because I work as a pastor at a church, a creative pastor. And so I do music and creative personal things from 5 a.m. to 10. That's the schedule. It doesn't always work out that way. But that's really before they, my wife and my daughter, really get going. And that's how I do it, because I noticed that I would be staying up later and I would either have to leave the room, because I do a lot of my music. I do my music in the room my daughter sleeps in. So I would have to leave the room at night, or, you know, my wife would have my daughter fall asleep in our bed, which wasn't convenient for transferring her. And so I've just decided to get up earlier than them both so that I can start getting ahead on the things that I need to get ahead on. But that's how I find my balance, is just being up before them. I'm actually probably going to start doing other things outside the house, just because of the distractions. That's on the horizon, but that's what I do now. That's what I've grown to do now.
Gotcha. And, you know, you mentioned in your bio that you've done a North American tour and done some touring and gigging and things like that. Now, was that pre-baby or after?
That's pre. Baby? So that tour. Okay. That tour was in 2016. What we did was we got married in December 2015, and we told people, do not give us anything except money. And what we did was we took $3,000. We started in LA, and for 11 months, we drove around America in our car, which is a 1999 Oldsmobile Cutlass. And we drove from city to city, state to state, 30 cities, 21 states, and we would just pop up for about 2 weeks at a time, sometimes more if they want us to stay, sometimes less. And I would do free concerts for youth organizations. So any body that would have us, I would do concert. My wife would do a dance workshop if they wanted that as well. And so it was a lot of fun. Obviously, $3,000 isn't going to like help you make it around the country in 10 months. And so a lot of people started, as we shared on social media, people started donating along the way. It was just a really cool test of our faith, spiritually speaking, and us. We really wanted to see the world. Obviously, we didn't. Well, we went to Canada too, but I think a lot of times we wait until like we save money, which isn't bad, but I just see this pattern a lot. Like we work for a year, we save money, we go on a vacation, and we come back, and that's the rhythm. But for me, I wanted to see how can we create a life where we're working and traveling at the same time, so that it isn't this pattern where we have to stop every year and go on this vacation in a vacuum, I would say, but more so have a lifestyle of continuing to explore and meet people and have these cool moments. And so that was really, really fun. And the 100 shows have just taken place over probably 10 years. And in various places, I've had the opportunity to perform in South Africa during Desmond Tutu Build Week, which Habitat for Humanity builds homes for people who were promised homes at the end of apartheid, and the government never redeemed that promise. And so Habitat for Humanity has stepped in and started building homes. They may or may not be done with that project. I went in 2015. And so I've been able to, you know, I did school tours in Southern California. I did a tour in Ohio. I've performed any kind of place that you can think of, in Yellowstone National Park, jail,
wow.
Schools, churches. I've opened for J. Cole, Mike Posner, LMFAO. Just a lot of cool things have happened.
That is really cool. That's really neat. It sounds like you've and it probably has developed your art form too. I feel like the more people you meet and the more cultural experiences you have, I would imagine it would probably help develop some of your art form.
No? Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah.
I love meeting people and I love having conversations even like this. I love hearing different perspectives. And traveling opens us up. And so absolutely, it has bled through everything.
Cool. Well, we're gonna take a short break. Before we do that, I want to remind everybody that the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can get the Parents On Demand Network app at the Google Play Store or iTunes. Our podcast is on there and many, many other parenting podcasts. Stick around to the end of this episode and you can hear about another great parenting podcast that if you like the Dad Experience, we're sure you're going to like. So stick around after the break. We're going to continue on more with Antoine about hip hop, his podcast, and our reoccurring segment, Things You Can't Wait to See Through Our Children's Eyes. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. We're here with Antoine Edmondson, a hip-hop artist, podcaster, and above all those things, a husband and a father. It's been really interesting the first part of the episode, just really hearing a perspective on parenting and being a dad and how his art form and hip-hop kind of influences. It goes hand in hand with his parenting and his family life. So it's really cool. We're going to get back with him right now. And, you know, Antoine, we talked a lot about the music and the touring and all that goes along with that and your parenting, but we haven't really talked about the podcast. Can you tell us a little bit about your podcast?
Yeah, sure. So the podcast is called, Destined for Greatness, Work in Progress. And it is for, so the music, like I said, is for fathers and husbands, those who are going through the daily adventures, I call them, of being a husband and a father. And so the podcast is an extension of that. And so it's daily inspiration and motivation for the same community to surpass their limits. Because if you're like me, a creative entrepreneur who is continuing to build and continuing to grow, you come across limitations. And for me, I need someone to encourage me every day. So I listen to a lot of motivational videos. And so for me, I wanted to create this content for other people who just need an extra pep every day, because you're leading a family, which comes with no handbook. You're a husband, which is constant, and it is challenging, even though it's rewarding and great and you love it. You just, for me, I wanted, you know, I like to have someone to let me know some things that I can think about, or just put me in a positive mindset, because things aren't always the best. Our child isn't always sleeping through the night. My wife isn't, you know, always happy with what I'm doing. Like, I think she gave me a look. I think she was pretty mad about the the class breaking when she grabbed our daughter. And so this podcast is for that demo, and I'm actually integrating now in some things that I've been learning as a parent on the podcast, just to give people something to think about. Because as a man of color, I come from a community of a lot of people whose fathers weren't around, whose parents were divorced. And so a lot of people that I know are getting married for the first time, and they don't really have a blueprint because they saw their parents break up, or you know, one of their parents weren't around. And so as I'm learning, my goal is to take the fear out of being a husband or being a father out of them. I mean, yeah, out of that experience, to give them an inside view of what it looks like. And so those just few components for me are important. And I know, you know, some husbands and fathers out there chasing dreams, and I just want them to know, you know, that I'm here to encourage them. So that's where the podcast comes in, you know, with the motivation and inspiration.
Great. Well, it's kind of like the whole package. It sounds like it's pretty neat. It's all great things. And I appreciate you sharing all that. So on our show, we like to, before we close it out, we like to do a reoccurring segment of things we can't wait to see through our children's eyes, or have seen through our children's eyes, that really brought us back to our childhood memories. And it was really exciting to see again for a second time. So, is there something there that you can't wait to see through your through Montana's eyes, or have seen through her eyes?
I can't lie. I definitely want to see if she has a relationship to art, in the same way my wife and I have a relationship to art. My wife is a dancer. She loves dancing. She loves music. I, of course, love music, produce music, make music, write songs, help other people write songs, perform, tour. And so I would love to see if she connects to it the way we connect to it. She already dances around when she hears music just organically. And so I would just, she can do whatever she wants to do, but I would just love to see if she ever grows into also creating art. Cause she's around when I'm doing things, she's around when my wife is like working out. And so I would love to see if she picks up on those cues.
Yeah, no, that sounds like it'd be neat to see that happen. So, you know, I'm excited for you for those things. And, you know, where can people find you? How can they find your stuff? How can they find you on social media? How can they get to know, you and your music?
On Instagram, that's where I'm most active, where we're most active. On Instagram, we are Remix the Fam. And we started doing a brand revamp. And so Remix the Fam is just, as you heard, like, come in our community, a lot of people were divorced and parents run around. And so we are flipping the script on what we've seen and what society has to say, about, families as far as people are of color are concerned. And on YouTube, Remix the Fam. Also, we just started that page. We just released a music video for a song called Montana Grace. And Facebook, just look up Antoine Edmondson. And I have a website, AntoineEdmondson.com. And Twitter is Antoine Edmondson also. So those are a few places.
All right. Well, and we'll link. Yeah. And we'll link all that in our show notes so listeners can find it that way. And we'll put it up on our website too. So we'll make sure we get all that information from you and get it all up there. So thanks again, Antoine, for being with us. Very inspirational story and really interesting to hear, you know, how music has blended your parenting and how hip hop has really blended and helped through your parenting and helped others with parenting. So we really appreciate you coming on and sharing with us.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate the opportunity to just to be here, be a part of this community, and to contribute.
Yeah, and you know, it's really we really feel here at the Dad Experience, it's really important for us to share our stories and share our experiences because, you know, we're not going to get everything in a book. So, and I think it's important for us to share and not have to reinvent the wheel, which it kind of sounds like what you're doing a little bit in your music and through your social media feeds by sharing what you're doing. So that way somebody else doesn't have to reinvent it and can learn, we can learn from each other. And I think that's the most important
thing.
Yeah,
no problem.
Thanks again. And don't forget, you can find The Dad Experience as well on social media. Find us at Instagram, The Dad Experience, or on Twitter at DaddyXP Podcast, or Facebook. Just look up The Dad Experience. Email us. Let us know if you want to be on the show or have a question for one of our guests or want to get in touch with us or have a show idea. Let us know. And as always, thanks so much for listening to The Dad Experience.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high-quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.